It's Friday, the 17th of February. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, it's the first really busy weekend of the new semester on West Campus at Texas A&M. You got baseball, basketball, and softball all merging on Olson Boulevard. Just Saturday alone scheduled are 4 softball games, a baseball game, and 2 basketball games. Let's talk basketball first. Both the men and the women will be at Reed Arena Saturday. The men are hosting third-ranked Missouri at 1 o'clock. The Tigers are tied with Kansas for the Big 12 lead, and for good reason, with a 24-2 record, they're ranked third. And they're coached by Frank Haith, who knows Aggieland well. He was a Tony Baroni assistant here twice in the 1990s and actually replaced Billy Kennedy as an assistant here in 1992. He was Billy Kennedy's boss at Miami for one season, the 05-06 season. He talks about how the Aggie program has developed at A&M since those lean days when he was here with Baroni in the 1990s.
Obviously, Billy Gillespie did a great job there, and Mark just fed off of it, and they got a really, really good coach now in Billy Kennedy. So, it's a place that has really, in terms of college basketball, has changed over the years, but it's been because of the new facility and the great coaches they've hired.
Now, he brings in a Missouri team, like we said, ranked third in the nation, a team with lots of talent and really fun to watch.
Well, Chip, we're very fortunate. You know, we got some really good players. And the one thing in terms of from an offensive standpoint, you know, when you have guys out there all can pass, dribble, catch, and shoot, I mean, it makes it easier to run good offense. And I think that's enabled us to be pretty good on the offensive end. But the other thing that I like is we're playing D better now, and we're guarding the ball better, and, you know, we're vertically challenged, so we're not very big, but we do rebound, and that's one Achilles heel we have. And when we're able to rebound and defend, because we're good offensively, we're able to have some success.
That was Missouri coach Frank Haith talking to Chip Howard yesterday. We'll have the game for you on 1620, starting with the pregame tomorrow at 12:30. The 14th-ranked Aggie women will host Oklahoma State at 7 tomorrow night. It'll be a big game for more than just basketball. Here's Gary Blair.
And I just want the fans to come out. Even though we're the last thing going at 7, we've got the most important game because it's the Breast Cancer Awareness Day. And it's a great cause for people to come in, buy their pink shirt for $5 or get a $10 ticket and come in and support something. It's very special to all of us because we all had loved ones or lost loved ones because of cancer. I want people out there, we need to protect our second place because the following Wednesday we go into Oklahoma and both of us will be tied for second.
Yeah, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Game. Buy a pink shirt. Go support the Aggies as they are fighting OU for the runner-up in the league and the second seed in the Big 12 tournament. We'll carry the game on 11:50 a.m. starting at 6:45. Well, if the weather lets us, it's opening day for Aggie baseball, and it's not just any opening day. You know that. Not totally finished, but fans are in for a thrill when they do walk up to the newly renovated Olson Field at Bluebell Park tonight for the 6:35 first pitch with Illinois-Chicago, weather willing. It is the 5th-ranked Aggies in their new digs. It's the first of 40 home games. Here's Matt Yingle.
The 40 home games is great for us because we love playing here. We love the Aggie spirit that we get. We love the people on the first base side that heckle the first base coach, all the antics around it we love. We're just glad that we have 40 home games here and we get to focus and not travel and just get to keep playing here and to help us get to where we want to be.
If it's played as scheduled, our first baseball broadcast of the season will be tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on 1620. Across the street, the Aggie softball team will host North Carolina State, UT San Antonio, and Tulsa in the Aggie Classic. Aggies meet North Carolina State today at 3 and Tulsa at 5:15. They'll play again tomorrow at 3 and 5:15 and then finish on Sunday at 12:15. High school basketball tonight, the Rutter boys will meet Bastrop in Rockdale at 7 o'clock to determine which team goes to the playoffs. They tied for 4th place in District 16-4A at 10-6, and they split their 2 games with each other. The winner will meet Lancaster in the boys' by-district round next week. The Rutter girls will play Roy City tonight in Fairfield in the area round of the playoffs. They beat Lancaster earlier this week to advance. Former teammate Daryl Strawberry said Gary Carter added character to the New York Mets in the 1980s, adding that his approach to the game was contagious. Carter died yesterday at the age of 57, 9 months after being diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. Carter was a Hall of Fame catcher, spending most of his 19 major league seasons with the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. The 11-time All-Star and 3-time Gold Glove winner hit .262 with 324 home runs and 1,225 RBIs. Strawberry talked about his friend Gary Carter.
I think every player would like to have played their career and been a Gary Carter. Not just a baseball player, but just the man that he was, you know, and having the opportunity to play with him. And seeing the man that he was, you know, a Christian man, love his family, love his, you know, wife, you know, treated everybody right, you know. That's what a professional athlete is all about, you know. And I think a lot of people underestimate that and look at that part and think, well, maybe that was phony. That was not phony. That was real. That was real what Carter displayed as a person.
Carter was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2003 after waiting 6 years of eligibility before being elected. He had just completed his second season as head coach at Palm Beach Atlantic when the brain tumor was discovered last May. Gary Carter died at the age of 57. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great weekend.